Man,
why did you think that Garrett Blunt had that much speed to be able to turn around and take the house the way he did?
Hey, I think he surprised us all, man. I mean, like I said about this running back group, man, we're special, you know, and we've got a lot of work to do. And I can just say we're off to a good start. So, I mean, we're happy with Blunt, man, a reverse fields and get upfield and score like that. And then come in and had a nice run on a second touchdown or close to a second touchdown. I mean, you can't really ask for more. You know, we're just working hard every day and the results are showing.
But you set the tone of the game right from the get-go with your long run that set up your own touchdown.
You know, my offensive line, I always give credit to them. And my quarterback that just left up here, man. Because, you know, without the 10 in front of me, I couldn't do it. So, I mean, they blocked it right. The hole was wide open, and all that was left for me to do is just hit it wide open. And, you know, I hit it and tried to score me one from out there. But I think my max I have is 50 yards, man. I got sucked up a little bit. But, hey, maybe I'll get it next time.
What, did Riggy hit you
in the morning? I don't know who it was. Somebody came from behind me, man. And I caught a little bit of you know, talk from the teammates when I got to the sidelines. But it's all good, man. But we got it punched in a few plays later, so it counts just the same.
Yeah, it seems like the running backs can, you know, it's only one game. It's only a preseason game. But you guys showed your versatility tonight, being able to run the ball, being able to catch the ball, Shea Green's touchdown, in the corner of the end zone as well.
That's what I say. I really think the hard work's paying off. You know, our coach has been riding us, you know, going on, 13, 14 days now, about catching it out the backfield, making the right cuts, running downfield, getting our pads down, you know, and punching it in on the goal line. So for us, we just try to do it all, you know, and really we showed some of that tonight, but we're not satisfied. This is week one of so many to come. So we're off to a good start, and we've just got to continue to roll and continue to work together as a group.
Is it easier playing against a team you practice with all week? And, you know, you turn around, you got to do it next week with Tampa Bay.
I think it's always good. I mean, you know, camp's so long when you're banging up on your own teammates and stuff like that. But, you know, to get in there with, you know, the Philadelphia and see them for a few days prior to playing them on the field is always good. You know your opponent a little bit better and versus just coming in there and playing them on, you know, like a Sunday like we would during the season. You know, we just have to prepare and, you know, trust in our coaching staff. Not that we don't do that, but to be able to see them is always good. You know, to see the faces, see how they play, get to fit up on a few blocks with them and just see, you know, how they play football.
Talk about Tim Tebow winning a lot of action. Does the offense have to change? It seems like it does. When you look at the offense now, it has to change a lot with Tebow's in there. How is he fitting in? How are the teammates accepting?
Tebow's special. I mean,
why is he special?
They'd be able to come in there and have our offense change it all from Brady and Malik going in there to a pocket passer to a, you know, an option quarterback and somebody who can make it happen on the ground. They're making those changes in our playbook. So,
do you think it will work?
I do. I mean, Tim's a winner, man. I don't care what y'all say about him. And you know, for us, he's just come in here and he's done his job. He's been quiet. He's worked hard, you know, and coaches seem to just be putting more and more plays, you know, in his realm of style, you know, and what he does. So for me, you know, as a teammate, I just watch him work. He comes to work every day, the third quarterback, and he gets in there and he does his thing. So it's showing.
So players are rooting for this guy to make the team.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, he's coming in there. What more can we ask for, you know, out of him to come in there and play like he's doing? So, you know, he's not Brady. He's not Mallett, but he does bring, you know, a special feature to the game, and he does it well.
All right. Well, good luck next week.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.